This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you have a child in school, or honestly, even if you don't, you probably know education is smack in the middle of a big digital overhaul. Tablets and laptops and homework apps, everything. If you follow education news out of Los Angeles, you probably also know the overhaul here isn't going so well. The latest snafu in the Los Angeles Unified School District's billion-dollar tech mess, it's an iPad for every student, teacher, and administrator in the district plan that collapsed amid charges of backroom deals and shady negotiations, now has the LAUSD, the LA Unified School District, asking Apple to give them back millions of dollars. Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports that when it comes to education and high tech, schools are getting a tough lesson in being overmatched.
It was so much easier when schools were just buying textbooks and pencils.
Historically, the classroom looked, what it looked like for 100 years.
That's changing fast, says Michael Moe, CEO of GSV Capital, a venture capital fund.
Today, increasingly, every teacher has a smartphone. Most of the kids do, too. Mainly, every school in America is connected.
Moe's firm runs a summit for edtech startups. He says 5 years ago they had 30 participants. This year there were nearly 300. And it's not just startups clamoring to get into the digital classroom. Google, Microsoft, and Apple are all trying to grab a share of the $13 billion edtech market. Say nothing of the big educational publishers like Houghton Mifflin and Pearson. Its software is in the iPads that LA Unified wants to return. Stephen Baker is with the NDP Group, a market research firm.
What we've definitely seen, and certainly in the last 2 to 3 years, is a real explosion of personal devices available for students in big educational institutions.
But, says education consultant Allison Bailey, the changes have come so fast that school districts can't keep up with them.
Because of the flood of offerings that are emerging in the market, it's a lot for school districts to actually think through and manage on their own.
Bailey says part of the problem is that the new technology is new and there's limited data about how well it works. So she says that makes it even harder for school districts to make educated decisions. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.